Clara Gray has been on the Tribal Council for 2 years and is running for her first full term. The lifelong Sitkin is Kiksati Tlingit with strong ties to the cultural life of the community. Gray says being active in tribal government has been a learning experience.
I think it's important to be involved in the tribal affairs. In the past 2 years, I've learned a lot about the tribal government, and which has encouraged me to go further in that and be more involved.
Gray has 2 children, a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old, who are active in cultural programs like dance. Gray says young people have focused her interest on the council.
I'm very interested in the education aspect, in helping tribal citizens to further their education.
Gray also says she'd like to work on employment opportunities for tribal citizens. Rachel Marino is a newcomer to tribal politics. She was born in Sitka but grew up mostly in Anchorage. Marino returned to town in 1990 to work as the cultural activities coordinator at Mount Edgecombe High School. Marino says her interest in service is a family tradition.
I've come from a family who has a long history of volunteerism and are very civic-minded, and we've always been brought up to help serve our community and our people, and that started when we lived in Anchorage. My mother, Harriet Belial, was a huge driving force in the Native community in Anchorage. Whenever anyone needed anything, she was the person they called, and my family has always grown up knowing that when people call for help, you respond.
Marino lived in Juneau for a few years and ran a furniture business with her husband, but returned to Sitka in 1998 and worked as the youth program coordinator for the tribe for just under 2 years. Marino says young people are her main area of interest.
Providing and creating opportunities for them, so that they can gain leadership skills, they have a good role model, and you know the tribe has their elders, they have their tribal citizens who try hard with their kids, and sometimes they just need a little more resources.
Marino now is an active parent herself and a foster parent for the state. She also works in the Youth Advocates of Sitka foster parent program. She spoke by phone from Los Angeles. Marino plans to be back in Sitka by Election Day. She's encouraging tribal citizens to take their children to the polls to learn the importance of voting. Candidate Tom Gamble has been involved in the STA since 1994 when he went to work for the newly launched Tribal Tours. Gamble says working for tribal enterprises reawakened his pride in his culture, performing the songs and dances of his ancestors. Gamble was elected to the council in 2005, but left to take a job as the tribe's traditional foods coordinator. Although he's since moved on to work at Mount Edgecombe High School in the cultural activities program, Gamble thinks that rejoining the council now would not necessarily mean picking up where he left off. Gamble believes the dynamic on the council has changed, and he'd like to pull it back toward teamwork.
Being a tribal council member, and I gave this a little bit of thought, isn't like an individual thing. You have to be able to realize that there are 8 other people. And most of the time, whether there's agreements or disagreements, the tribal council will push the issues forward appropriately that will benefit the people.
Gamble uses an analogy to illustrate his point. He says subsistence fishermen for sockeye know the power of working together.
I could probably take my boat by myself with a beach seine down to Necker Bay and catch a couple hundred fish doing the work by myself. But I can catch a lot more if I took a team of people and worked the seine together, and we could feed the whole community. A lot of those seiners and the people that work together know you have to pull the lead line first, and then you'll reap the rewards later.
Gamble says his work for the tribe over the years and his participation on various committees has prepared him for the multifaceted concerns of a council member. He currently chairs the tribe's herring committee. He supports the STA's efforts to establish a strong science program to reinforce the observations of tribal elders that the herring population is undergoing changes. Although traditional ecological knowledge, or TEK, doesn't have traction in state fisheries management, Gamble does not want the issue to prevent finding a solution to herring declines.
The state won't accept TEK as a valid point. They need the science that proves that there aren't herring out there. I'm not saying that our science is better or their science is better, but we need something that can get us on the same plate and on the same table just to say, look, we do know that what we're saying has been true all along. And we can tell because the quality of the eggs has been reduced over the past few years.
Gamble is a lifelong Sitkin. His father is Kagwantan, his mother Kiksati, with an ancestry stretching back for millennia in Sitka. He's a graduate of Sitka High School, who attributes much of his education since graduation to his involvement with the tribe. For Raven News, I'm Robert Woolsey.